Matt Greenwood with you on AM 1400 KJFF. I'm joined by St. Pius Lancers head coach Shannon Leverage. They finish as runners-up of Class 2, falling to Herman 2 sets to none, 25-18 and 25-19 here at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. Coach, I know it's disappointing now. It's a hard one to swallow. But, man, when you talk about finishing second place at state, in state of all the Class 2 schools that are involved, you know, you guys remain one of the top two. You go up against a Herman group that, as you knew, going to be very challenging, a great program that won their 14th state championship. So the caliber was there. You knew it was going to be tough, and it proved to be that. But, man, like I said, it hurts now. But when these players think about what they've just been able to accomplish, they're going to be smiling here very shortly, don't you think?
They are. It hurts right now because it's fresh. But I'm just so proud of them because, you know, these girls, with everything that we've been through this season, every one of them has kept their commitment to the team, to the school, to each other, and just come every day to practice, never giving up, never losing sight of this Pius High School volleyball program. And you know, they got us to the Final Four, and you know, I couldn't be prouder than them.
Coach, when you talk about obstacles to go through in a season, first off, not really knowing, you know, with three seniors, how this group's going to react with, of course, competition getting a little bit better in this area every year. But, you know, the passing of Shelby Meyer was very tough, and I know that was an inspiration to everyone. When I talked to Gabrielle and Kaylee and Molly just the other day before you guys made the trip down here, they all looked up to her. They all kept her in her memory. The entire school kept her in their memory, of course, wearing those T-shirts with the number 4 on them. So as far as, you know, dealing with certain things throughout the season, that was certainly one of them. Like I said, a great way to finish the season. Not state champs, but you know what? Second place is still pretty darn good.
It is. It's not the finish that, you know, is the dream, you know, and, you know, we really came at it with, yesterday, you know, we kind of laid down with Herman. We really came in with a new plan and a good attitude, but Herman's hard to stop, and you know, they're number 2. She's amazing.
Winkleman, yeah.
Yeah, she is amazing, and, we did, you know, Kennedy got 14 kills, and Kaylee had 12, you know, so we were hitting. Some of our mistakes, just kind of self-errors. We had a lot of missed serves, kind of some things there, and you know, that kind of deflates your whole momentum sometimes, and you know, a missed serve can kind of turn the whole game around. So you know, just little things, but man, you know, I couldn't be prouder of these girls, and it's just a special group, and they fought hard.
I mentioned on the broadcast their names. I'll run through them one more time for you, for our listeners. Molly Lewis, Summer Meyer, Gabrielle Warner, Kennedy Lane, Ava Warner, Kaylee Otek, Kirsten Schrader, Hannah Birch, Molly Banch. Every year you get pretty much a new set of girls, whether you get some returners and then you get some fresh faces. But every year, I feel like every group is different. What was different about this group? What was fun about this group? What sticks out to you about this group of girls?
Well, we had our new middles, our young girls, and so they hadn't played a lot of volleyball. So, you know, they sometimes they look a little lost in translation. So it's kind of, you know, training new middles. You know, we have veteran players like Kennedy and Kaylee. You know, they play so much volleyball. They play year-round. So, you know, they were kind of the anchors of the team. Summer, no one's as enthusiastic and positive as Summer Meyer on the court. If you haven't seen her play, she's just, you know, I always tell the girls, let Summer rub off on you, you know, how excited she gets. And, you know, she's just always so positive and works so hard. Molly's really going to be missed next year. You know, after having Carling Nicholson set, for Pius so many years, we were spoiled. And then Molly came in, has done a great job for 2 years, setting a 5-1. I think she's one of the better setters, you know, in Jefferson County for sure. And that's really hard to replace. And then just my my support players, my DSs, you know, they go hard every day. And, Gabrielle is, you know, saw a lot of court time this year. And, she's just such an easy kid to coach. Molly Lewis does a great job. She's kind of my reserve player. And, she comes to practice every day. So positive. We just had a great team dynamic. Oh, and Kirsten Schrader is just solid. I mean, she's an undersized right side. You know, usually your right sides are tall lefties, and you know, she really is creative with her shots. She's very solid. She's done a great job as well. And you know, my two middles, they're getting better all the time. So I'm expecting good things from them down the road too. So I hope I talked about everyone.
Yeah, I think you did. Okay. There's a lot of names to go over. Well, Coach, thank you so much for allowing us to cover you guys. I'm pretty sure I bugged you too many times trying to get comments from you, but thank you for coming over after this tough loss to Herman. But once again, congratulations on a great 2019 runner-up. Is still a great finish, and so we're very happy about that for you guys, and hopefully the girls will start to warm up to that idea. But yeah. Congratulations, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
All right, Shannon Leftridge, head coach of the St. Pius Lancers. They finish as runners-up in Class 2.